Joining us here is Tyler Bow. Welcome back to town.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be back here.
You are
Milwaukee.
A Portland guy, Portland, yeah. Oregon.
Everywhere we have these bumper stickers everywhere that say, keep Portland weird. Like that's a thing, like very lots of artists and kind of unique people. Keep Portland weird. And they're working overtime on that.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. I was back there when I first got back because my wife and I just moved back there. And one of the first things I saw was I was coming from the airport and I was driving over to my folks' house and I seen this guy on one of those old timey bicycles with the big front wheel.
Yeah.
He's got a mustache and he's wearing hip high leather boots. He had glittery fairy wings and I'm like, well, cool outfit, buddy. And he's like, you know why I pulled you over? I was like, wow, this city is crazy. But then you come here Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee. You guys are known for we build motorcycles and we make beer. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
So it's probably safe driving out there.
It is. It's great.
Yeah,
it's really, really good. So you are married clearly. And how many kids do you have?
Two now. We got two now. So my son is 4 and my daughter is almost 2. So if I seem a little tired or a little sluggish, it's because I have been awake since 2013.
Yeah.
I have not slept in a long time. So I just...
Well, it's...
It's overrated. I'm trying to quit. It's just... It's so idle. It's just... You're just laying there, your eyes closed, you're not doing anything. It's just... It seems very wasteful to me, so...
Especially when...
Overachiever.
Especially when you could be doing something, for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're kind of demanding.
They are. They're fun. They're nonstop, though. So we got one boy, one girl, one of each, just a couple of replacements. And, when we die, they'll just take our spot. There's just too many people out here having 5, 6, 7 kids. It's there's a lot of traffic out there. Just have, replace yourselves and keep it moving.
Replace yourselves.
It's fun, though, having a boy and a girl, because there's so much, you just all these little differences. People sort of project on you, even what they want. You have a boy, people are oh, he's going to be rough and tough. And you have a girl and people want you to be overprotective, even from day one, I noticed the difference in compliments. You have a boy, people just got to be manly and tough. And then even the girls, it's sort of a double standard there. Even from day one, the doctor was she's beautiful. You're going to be beating those guys off with a stick. I'm oh, thanks. Thanks, doc. Maybe we could finish cutting the umbilical cord before you start talking about all the guys that are going to want to hook up with my daughter that's 2 minutes old. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
There's a little double standard there. I like to have fun with it, though. I went to the park the other day, and I, in front of a little boy and his folks, I went up and I said, he is going to be a real lady killer. And they were like, thank you. I said, no, he's creepy. He's probably going to murder women.
And they were, that's always a good one.
That's weird.
It is weird that you can even say those words.
I know.
Lady killer, and nobody thinks that's odd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's funny though. This was fun. I was in the grocery store the other day and I had my daughter in the Bjorn, the little chest carrier thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman comes up to me. She's, oh my God, she's adorable. How old is she? And I was like, I don't really know. She's a rescue. it's fun. You gotta have fun.
What does your wife do? Does she, when you're on the road like this, it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, she's
as far as I know,
either.
She just stays at home crying until I come home. No. My wife, she's fantastic. She's a nurse practitioner.
So she's busy.
In-home healthcare, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Hopefully this comedy thing works out. But if not, at least I'm covered on that.
You got something to fall back on.
Yeah.
The wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just bought a house in Portland, which is fantastic. And because we've moved so much. I think when you're you're in your 20s, I don't know if it's most people, but we moved every other year for probably 10 years.
Wow.
And it wasn't we were, running from our past or fleeing anything. Just, just opportunities, we moved from Boston to LA and then a couple different apartments. And I'm like, oh my God, if we just never moved. So we bought this house and people are you excited to own a home? I'm like, I'm excited at the prospect of never having to possibly move all my stuff again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I will be buried in that house if that means I don't have to move.
So you grew up there though. I mean, Portland. Would you go to school high school?
Yeah, I grew up, born and raised in Portland, and then I moved around. I lived in Boston and LA, but Portland is just I grew up. I went to University of Oregon, and I was in an a cappella group in college. That was sort of a big part of my college.
You were in
experience.
An a cappella group?
Yeah, I know that you guys listen to a lot of rock music. Yeah. Rock music. So if you're not familiar with a cappella music, a cappella is actually a Latin word. It means without girlfriends. It's super.
Until Pitch Perfect, though.
That's the thing is, I was before, I feel Pitch Perfect and Glee, it sort of
made it cool.
At least got a little bit more mainstream. For me, it was just you know, it was, oh my God, it was so dorky. Just me and like nine other dudes, like, dum, 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 dum. Where are the babes? I don't know. Keep snapping. No show. You know? Where are the girls? Maybe we should all wear the same shirt. And we did. So I'm not even that great of a singer. Like, I can carry a tune, but my job in the group, I was the rhythm section. So they call it vocal percussion, like, or beatboxing. So like that's what like that was
that
my
was
job.
Good.
Thank
that was
you.
Really good.
And I love all kinds of different music, but I always pay attention to the rhythm. Like that's what like I always focus on. Some people focus on melody or lyrics usually first, but for me it's rhythm. Like I love heavy rhythmic music. So rock music is awesome. I mean, like big, you know drum hits and stuff like that. But for me also like club music, like you know dance, like like I'm totally. Yeah, you can laugh at me. I don't care.
No, we're laughing with you. No. I want to take you with me.
You're like the guy from Police Academy.
I was on my way to a gig the other day.
Yeah.
I was on my way to this gig and I'm getting, because that's like my pump up music. I'm listening, I'm like, the show's going to be awesome. I'm rocking out to the song and I'm driving like, and I'm rocking out to the song for like 3 or 4 minutes till I realized it wasn't even like a techno song. I had just drifted a bit over to that Rumbles trip. And yeah. No, but people give me a hard time because they're like, oh, that music's so repetitive. And I'm like, I know, that's kind of why I like it. I only need one dance move basically for every song. There's such a formula to that music. So this is what they do. They take every song has the same beat, right? Just then they just put a different melody over the top. Like it doesn't even matter what the melody is. The most famous techno song ever is three notes, the whole song. Just just on a loop. And then they do this thing with the vowels. Like if you never paid attention, you can hear all of the vowel sounds in the bass line. It's like op, 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 eep, 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 oop, oop, and sometimes why. And you're like, that's fun. But yeah. But
that's awesome.
You need to go teach that elementary that school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get them to know their vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these days kids be like, hey, Jimmy's having an asthma attack. Get him an inhaler. Yeah. But the new stuff, you guys play any dubstep on this? Any,
no.
Because that stuff's crazy. It's a little aggressive. Yeah. Like that's, you ever listen to that stuff? It's like,
yeah.
It sounds like aliens and robots are fighting. Yeah. I'm always like, what's going on? The techno and that dubstep stuff is weird though, because they'll sample any kind of, anything vaguely electronic. Like I heard a dubstep song a couple weeks ago. It's like, I was like, that's dial-up. That was dial-up. Why would you put that in a song? You know, that's not
who's
even,
got a modem?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's weird. But you know, you start
great stuff, man.
Realizing that so many songs, like so that music is very repetitive. But so is like every like I did this college tour through the Midwest for like 4 months, and all I listened to was country music for like 4 months straight, which I love. But you realize there's patterns too. There's only like two kinds of country songs. There's a sad story song, and then there's the list song. And if you listen to country, you know the list song is just like. A generic chorus that'd be like, I love this town. And people are like, what town? And they're like, friggin' any town.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And then they just list a bunch of like vaguely sort of American stuff. And it'll just be like, you know, I love this town. It'd be like dogs on the front porch, chickens in the yard. Everybody's out there working so hard. Football game on a Friday night. Levi's jeans and a cold Bud Light. I love this town.
Yeah.
And people just eat it up because they're like, I live
right
in a town. I've been to a fair. We have a dirt road. And they, you know what I mean? They love it, you know? And you're like, and I'm sitting there like, this isn't lyrics. You're reading out of a Sears catalog. You know, it should be like John Deere tractors, Daisy Dukes, and like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.